You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
The Bloomberg Advantage, it is brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 85 years. More at ADR.org. This is Bloomberg.
A look at the world of global fishing and Google. Yes, Oceana partnering with Google to come up with a global fishing watch. Jackie Savage joins us right now. And an interesting time also with the proposal for a more protected water off the Atlantic coming today. Jackie, talk to me what you guys are doing with this global fishing watch.
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me. Oceana, Google, and SkyTruth have teamed up to build a free technology that now anybody can get online and take a look at, where we've been able to identify fishing activity globally and make that available to the public for free. And the real beauty of it is that what we're doing is we're using cloud computing and machine learning to mine big data in a way that serves the public interest and empowers the government and private sector interests, too.
Hey, listen, I love this kind of stuff, but Jackie, tell me kind of what the end game is. What are you trying to do, educate the public in a certain way, or at least show them what?
Well, really what we want to do is we want to allow governments to have a better handle on what's happening in their waters and be better able to enforce their fishing rules. But we'll also allow fishing companies to be able to track their vessels, or insurance companies to be able to track vessels that they give policies, insurance policies to make sure that they're abiding by the limits of those policies. We'll also allow the public to engage and say, well, hey, how come there's so much fishing in these waters that are, say, maybe supposed to be protected for small-scale vessels or for domestic vessels? Everyone can use it to try to make sure that we're making smart policies and enforcing them.
What is Google's expert? Like, what does Google have that no one else has got in this?
Well, Google's been able to allow us to use the cloud computing, and really to mine big data. They're able to give us the capacity to work with a data set that is 9 petabytes. Sorry, it's huge, and it's, you know, not easy to work with if you don't have a partner like Google. They also allow us to do a lot of using queries that we have to do that would otherwise be very expensive.
Interesting. I do feel like, you know, we need to educate, certainly when it comes to our environment, whether it's on land or in the waters. Talk to us about some of the concerns that you guys have had out there.
Sure. Well, you know, our fisheries are collapsing. A lot of people depend. I think it's about 3 billion people that depend on fish for a part of their protein in their diet. And our fisheries were delivering that for us really well and increasing, in fact, up until about the 90s when they began to collapse. And that means we need smart policies in order to maintain fish populations so that we can continue to feed people a healthy fish meal. We believe our oceans can provide about 1 billion fish meals a day when they're healthy. And so we want to try to keep that the case. And most of the fishing that's happening is, you know, in the world is honest fishing. There is some good policy.
Say that number again.
Not so much.
A billion?
About 1 billion fish meals a day.
Huh.
So if you think about how many people there are on the planet and the population growth that we anticipate in the coming years, you can see that we're going to, you know, need a lot more protein to feed those people. Where is that going to come from? And the land is essentially being tapped out in the sense of how much more protein can we produce on land. And wild fish are really, in a position to make a major contribution as long as we don't fish them so hard that they disappear. It's kind of like, this is a business show, so I can use this analogy. It's kind of like a bank account. We want to have enough money in the bank so that we can live off the principal. We don't just want to spend out the principal. And that's really what we've been doing with our fisheries in the past, and we need to sort of see the light and start living off the interest.
So if there was one piece of data that you could have or that's missing from this to inform this effort, what is it?
Well, really what we have right now is we're starting to be able to see where people are fishing. Before, fishing was happening beyond the horizon, and so it was kind of out of sight. Now it's in sight. We can see it. So now the question is going to be, where are the vessels that we're not seeing? There are some vessels that are still eluding us because they're not using transmitters that are required to use for safety reasons in many cases. If we could have that data, we would be even stronger. But today we have a huge set of data that we've never had, that the public has never had access to before.
What do you think it doesn't get more attention? All of this, because I think sometimes folks, you know, are like, oh, it's just you nature lovers, you know, and it just kind of gets thrown away. Because I spend a lot of time on the water, and sometimes I've said to my husband, I go, how the heck do we feed the world? Because I don't see a ton of fish,
right.
You know, kind of out there. And some of them are, you know, I'm not way out in the ocean, and I understand it's different, but I dive also. And
wow.
I have seen the reefs, you know, over the last decade really be decimated.
Yes. But you know what? Most people don't dive. And I think that's the reality of it, is that, you know, not everybody's really watching their fish be caught. There are fish are arriving, you know, in fish sticks or on plates or in sushi or however they're getting
sticks.
It.
In fish sticks. Yikes.
Right? I mean, that's, you know, fish sandwiches, whatever, you know. And so people aren't really thinking. It's just kind of, it's kind of like, you know, where does our beef come from? We don't really think about the cow. We think about the grocery store. And, you know, I think we need to, you know, to sort of try to, you know, change a little bit what people's realities are in terms of what they're eating. Nowadays, we're starting to see now where you can actually, when you purchase fish in, say, a restaurant, you can ask, well, where'd it come from? And some of the restaurants, some of the best restaurants are actually in a position to say, well, this fish is, you know, the species of, say, king salmon that was caught off the Washington coast, you know, Washington State. So more and more we're starting to see a little bit more awareness. But you're right. I don't think people really pay much attention to it. And it's understandable. What we're trying to do is basically get more eyes on the ocean.
It's an amazing effort here. When do you expect sort of to start to actually have the data that you're after with the help of Google?
And just got about 20 seconds.
Well, we actually have the data now. We've published it on the web this morning, and anyone can go and look at it. We're looking at 35,000 vessels right now, and we expect that number to increase over time.
And for those who really want to view, they can go to what? Globalfishingwatch.org, correct?
That's right. One word, globalfishingwatch.org.
All right. Interesting. Jackie, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time on this Thursday. Jackie Savitz, Vice President for United States and Global Fishing Watch at Oceana, joining us from the nation's capital on this Thursday. Again, it's globalfishingwatch.org. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. A market check coming your way. And also, we're going to take a look at NetSuite. That's coming up next. This is Bloomberg.